news, information, and fun that lasts all day on 1380 KCIM and now broadcasting on 95.1 FM.
806 above zero. Reason to break out the party hats. Am I correct, Chantel?
I have mine on. Can't you see it?
You have your party glasses on. I saw you were wearing cheaters this morning. First time I've seen those.
Actually, I have a midpoint problem. I see fine up close and I see fine far away. I can't see some things on the computer.
Leave it to Chantel to have the unique problem of that. So we do have some special guests joining us here this morning for an interview. We're talking about the Carroll Chamber of Corridor of Commerce project. Joining us here is City Manager Mike Pogge Weaver and Charlie Cowell with the RDG Planning and Design out of Des Moines. They are the architects firm. First of all, guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning. You guys have a meeting coming up that's going to get more input. You've already got some input from the citizens of Carroll about the projects and what some potential ideas could be. But you've got a special meeting coming up. Let's talk about that first of all, so people can get that jotted down.
John, you know, we've been working on this Corridor of Commerce 2.0 update for several months now. You know, early or late 2020, we started this project. And we're at a point now that we have some plan designs done and we'll be presenting those. So we do have a public input session on Wednesday, February 24th at 7 p.m. There's a lot of different ways the easiest or best way would be through Zoom. People then can actually hear it and participate. But people that don't have Zoom capabilities, we will have it on the city's YouTube channel, but also Cat6 cable channel here in City of Carroll, both Mediacom and Western Iowa Networks. People would also be able to watch it on there.
Well, and for those who maybe don't have the Zoom access but may have questions about the
project. We can't hear Chantel, or at least I can't.
Okay. We're going to have Chantel jump over here in the studio. So let me talk to this a little bit about. So what have you gotten for input so far? You had a website, an interactive website. What is it that you guys have received so far that's been the most valuable?
Yeah, this is Charlie, and I can jump in on that. We've, as you might have recall, have been doing kind of the initial input push and with a public survey and a map exercise on carrollforward.com. We've received over 240 survey responses and then over 40 comments, like specific comments on areas on the corridor that we should look at in more detail. So as well as many discussions with stakeholders in the community. So some of the things we've been hearing is mobility through the corridor, working on pedestrian access on at least one side of the street potentially, through the corridor, access management for easier vehicle circulation, and then some of the aesthetic improvements as well along the corridor from vacant sites, working on vacant sites to just the general feeling of feeling like you've arrived in Carroll along the corridor.
And Charlie, I see that you have broken the corridor out into different sections. Can you explain what those mean to the listeners when they see that on the map and
sure.
What the focus is on each one?
Yeah, so we've kind of identified the corridor into three character areas, one being what we're calling the approach areas. These are really the first feeling you get that you're arriving to Carroll. And these are areas that, on the east of West End, obviously, when you kind of approach Walmart and then the Pella area as well into town. And so those are areas we'll be focusing on more of the aesthetic improvements and the feeling that you're arriving into Carroll, as well as some development sites as well and reuse of underutilized sites. The next area is the transition area where you start to feel a little bit more density, housing developments as you're making your way into downtown. And then, of course, the downtown core itself, which has many improvements, streetscape improvements being done over the past several years. And obviously the core retail environment down there as well.
Now, we had a chance to chat a little bit before we went on air. So the number one site that people are commenting on is where the old Casey's was at Grant Road Highway 30.
Yeah, definitely. That is one that people see a lot of opportunity for as far as making a statement at that intersection. And then as well, just recognizing the importance of that intersection for directing people to the recreational complexes in Grand Park as well. And so an opportunity to do a lot of things with that site, it being essentially a blank slate, more or less, to propose some ideas that maybe the private property owner could take and run with. But so we'll be showing some ideas that we have for that site at the meeting and hoping to get some reactions from the public.
I mean, so it's a kind of a signature place, an intersection in town. What do you mean? Does it just signage, or is it going to be more business retail oriented, or?
Yeah, no, it's a prime location for development for whatever the market would support. So we do envision buildings of some sort on that site as the market would allow. So we are showing some development on that site. There's some opportunities at the various intersections of that site, not just on the old Casey site, but if you look east, where the kind of the drainage area is right now, to do some improvements aesthetically there as well, to not necessarily development, but landscaping and other potential signage and things and aesthetic improvements to really make that intersection a focal point.
Well, and you have already put out a map and a survey for the people of Carroll to fill out. What are you going to be asking of them at this meeting? What specifically?
Yeah, definitely. We've been working closely with the local steering committee of stakeholders throughout the community, and we've been vetting some different ideas, showing concepts of different development and vacant use of vacant lots. We'll be showing a transportation concept of how we can improve the mobility for pedestrians, bicyclists, and vehicles on the corridor. So really what we're looking for from the public is we'll be giving a short presentation on some of the things we've developed based on their previous comments. We're looking for reaction, input, comments, what we could be doing a little bit differently, what people like, and what we should move forward with into the final plan later this spring.
Mike, you can update there. You're working with the Chamber of Commerce, correct, on this?
Yes, I mean, they've been involved, and it's kind of this two-pronged process with both this RGG work and then the retail coach work.
Okay, and there's one definite big hole in the downtown area. That's the JCPenney building. Can you give us any updates on that and what you could potentially help out with this project?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that this project looked at is, and we've been working with the landowner, the property owner of that JCPenney site, of just looking at different reuse scenarios. So RDG has developed some different options for them, both on, you know, reusing the existing building and even also looking outside the box. And what if we demolished it and did a whole different use and building there? So really trying to give the marketplace some ideas of how to move with that facility. And I think in all of these, I think, you know, the previous corridor commerce work really focused on those public spaces. And this is really looking also both those public spaces, but also the private space. Now, that doesn't mean the city's going to go out and do land assembly or eminent domain. That's not what we're looking for to do, but really giving the private market some ideas that maybe inspires people to think about how to use some of these vacant or underutilized sites like the JCPenney's, like the Casey's site, and really give some movement. In fact, you know, we have some of the committee members happen to own some land in a couple of these spots that we have identified as maybe underutilized. And, you know, we've shown some reuse sites that really have demolished their facilities. And, you know, you would think initially my fear was that they would be unhappy about those, but I think it actually maybe inspired them. And the comments back is, you know, these are actually things I've never thought about. And so that's kind of the idea, is this plan trying to energize that marketplace, because again, a lot of these things, especially with private land, the city can't go in and do these redevelopments. It's really going to take private investment. Now, the public can come in and do some assistance on trying to financially move those ideas along, but it really does take the private sector to make the decision, yes, we're going to move forward and do these things.
Well, and as you developed the plans and the assessments and the plans, what would you identify as the top two challenges that Carroll is facing in development of a corridor of commerce?
That's a really good question. And, you know, what I would say is it is the kind of challenging retail environment that I think every community is facing. COVID maybe pushed those issues a little bit quicker than what we expected. So that continues to be a challenge. And how do we position ourselves to be that regional center and draw additional retail or different retail to our community and tell the story a little bit better in the past? But I think it's also trying to put our best foot out. And I think as these retail investments are considering coming to Carroll, you know, they want to see a community that is, you know, investing in their infrastructure, investing in their roads and sidewalks, that, you know, it's easy to get there. You know, one of the interesting things is, and Charlie hit it on earlier, is some of these sidewalk connections. Well, in December, the committee went out and walked the Highway 30 corridor. We started at the rec center, walked out to Fairway, walked to Hy-Vee and back to the rec center. And by the way, that was the coldest day of the year in December that we could have picked. But it snowed the night before. And what was really clear to the committee, I think really shocking, especially like around the Fairway area, is there's no sidewalks. And you know, you're taking your life in your hands to walk on Highway 30 in that area, and you have piles of snow and elsewhere, but people are walking out in those areas. It's very clear in the evidence of the snow, just looking at the number of people. And that was eye-opening for the committee to see that people do need to be able to get to these destinations, that not vehicles are not always the option people have. And so I think some of those challenges are, how do we develop better corridors for all modes of transportation? Because not everyone has a car, and we need to recognize that.
By the way, you just mentioned it was cold in December. We just come off a 42 below wind chill day, so it could get colder.
It can get even colder, but it was brutally cold that December day we walked in.
Yeah. Charlie, I got a question for you. RDG, how many projects like this have you done? And who's done a really good job? What other cities have they done? And what do you see as the best opportunity place that we have in Carroll as you take a look at this project? Maybe that's a too open-ended of a question, or you don't want to jump in there with your opinion too much. But have other cities done these kind of projects? Who's done it really well?
Yeah. You know, that second part is a tough question with on the spot, but we are seeing more and more of these highway corridor type plans come along. These highway corridors developed in a certain way over time, and the pattern of development back in the 50s and 60s was auto oriented, many driveway curb cuts, strip mall development, single use commercials. So these are things cities are definitely starting to realize where there's a better way to organize these highway corridors, and there's a better way to make these areas safer and more attractive to businesses. So yes, we are doing quite a few of these types of projects around the Midwest, and they're again, it's about what communities are wanting to do is improve the function and mobility, infuse mixed use development, even housing development into these corridors, because it takes people to make businesses successful. So infusing some of that, and of course many communities including Carroll are at major housing shortages as well, so this is an opportunity to perhaps add some housing units to the market as well. As far as a communities doing this well, I don't want to, every community is so unique. It's hard to make a apples to apples comparison to Carroll. So I don't want to jump any community out there. One, we've been showing this is more of a downtown plan is Shenandoah, Iowa. We worked on many years ago, but they've done some cool things with their aesthetics, approaching into the main corridor, the downtown, and ways to use art and fixtures to really display the character of Shenandoah. So, Not a apples to apples comparison, but one community that we've seen implement and do some successful things.
All right. Well, now, as we get ready for that meeting next Wednesday on 7 p.m., what are you going to tell the residents of Carroll to do for homework? What should they come prepared to that meeting with?
Yeah, it's just really thinking about you're the folks that have lived in Carroll for many years. We've obviously have experience in Carroll, but we want to hear your thoughts on what we'll be showing you. We want you to be ready to talk. We know sometimes these Zoom meetings, people like to hide behind their screens. So if you are attending that meeting, we want you to be an active participant, and we want you to give your input. Of course, you can always take time to think about your ideas and submit ideas afterwards as well through carrollforward.com. But yeah, we want you to talk and be an active participant in the discussion is the main thing.
And Mike, for those people who maybe don't have Zoom access, how can they get any questions sent in prior to this meeting that maybe they can be brought up for discussion during it?
I mean, certainly you can email them. Probably the easiest would be cityofcarroll@cityofcarroll.com. And we'll get those comments ahead of time. But certainly, even before, after, you know, completing the survey that's on carrollforward.com is an easy way to do it. Or send them again to cityofcarroll@cityofcarroll.com. Or you can call City Hall 712-792-1000. Certainly we'll take input that way. You know, we do want it to be, a good discussion and whatnot. If you don't have Zoom or a camera or a mic on your computer, but you do have YouTube, participating through YouTube, there'll be a chat function that people can make comments there. We'll watch that during the presentation. So that would be another option. But, you know, we certainly want to hear feedback and thoughts. And sometimes people just need to watch it, digest it, and get those feedback even after the meeting. And that's perfectly fine. We'll take the feedback at any point.
All right, now, and Charlie, you said you've got some examples of things you're talking about that you're going to send along to us so we can include with stories on this. Just some possible ideas you're kind of throwing out there, right?
Yeah, correct. And I will say we will be posting the presentation on the website, Carol Forward. It will be publicly available to take a look at as those. That information will be publicly available to take a look at as well and can, like Mike said, continue to give comments.
All right, Charlie Cowell, once again with RDG Planning and Design, Mike Pogge Weaver, the city manager of Carroll. Guys, thanks so much. Meeting is next Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Zoom meeting, YouTube, and Cat6. They can do all of that any which way they choose. So look forward to seeing the drawings and seeing what they come up with.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. And once again, it is 8:22. We're going to get the forecast here coming up in a moment.